Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. I'm going to be your host today, Randy Engston, joined with Mr. Zach Columbia.
What's up, everybody?
Hey.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm glad you're here. For those joining on YouTube, yes, you do see something a little bit different. We're in our new studio. We're working on, we've got a lot to reveal here. Tim's been kind of alluding to some of the changes you guys are going to see and hear coming down the pipeline, but we're going to get into it for today. So on today's episode, we've got a great concept, a great topic here. Very timely for this time of year. Something that we know about fitness. Between the rest of November here and into December, traditionally your training, the number of sessions you're conducting usually slows down a little bit, right? Your clients are traveling, they're spending time with family, the holiday season, but new business also slows down.
Yep.
And it's not usually a time of year where we see big numbers across November and December. However, we do know that traditionally, come the new year, it is gangbusters for a lot of gyms, right? We know that traditionally February and March are traditionally larger months for new business. But what does that mean for you and your business right now? One of the things that we wanted to share with you guys is when you don't have your current clients at the same rate in front of you. And when you don't have new business taking place, the new opportunities, new consultations, sales taking place, it provides you with the opportunity to work on the business. And so for today, we want to share a couple of things that you can focus on between now and let's say, you know, middle of January, early February, that can help shape the direction for 2026. Before we were talking about what some of those things are, why don't you take the first shot at it and just kind of discuss what you believe gym owners should be focused on between now and that New Year's rush.
Yeah. Well, I think we all know that frequency is kind of like our key performance indicator mm-hmm. for retention. The less somebody's in our facility, the harder it is to deliver value for them, sure. right? And so this time of year, when they start traveling, they lose momentum, it's really difficult for us to reinforce the value that we deliver for them. And not only that, it becomes very easy for your competitors to offer a new opportunity or a new solution or something they haven't tried before.
Sure.
And in our industry, there's really this climate of like fronted and forgotten to some degree. It's, you know, the focus is so much on the front end. And then we typically do not treat, we don't put the same effort into our existing clients that have been with us as we do into acquiring new clients. And so we always focus on the front end. And a lot of times we just forget our clients that have, you know, been paying us for
yeah.
a year or 2 years or 5 years or whatever it is. And so there's this interesting kind of dynamic in the industry where people may not necessarily stop working out or quit working out altogether, but in January, they, at the end of the year, they cancel their membership, and then they go somewhere else. And there's this movement, and it could be like a merry-go-round where sure. it's like, hey, you know, you're going to get some of that gym's clients, and they're going to get some of your clients, and, you know, it's just going to be like a musical chairs thing. And so the question is like, well, what do we do now to to prevent that from happening. And yeah, this time of year, if your clients are traveling and not really as focused on working out, or at least a lot of them aren't, then your prospective members are not focused on working out and they're traveling and they're busy and they're thinking, yeah, I'll start that in the new year. Right. Sure. And so right now the focus really, I don't want to say should shift because you don't want to stop marketing, but really we should prioritize how do we keep our existing members?
Retention.
And so how do we pour into them during this time of year when we're probably not doing as many consultations, that type of thing? Internal challenge is a great way to do it. You can do a project hold or a project zero where, you know, we know the I think average weight gain for somebody between Thanksgiving and New Year's is like 8 pounds or 10 pounds, something like that. You hear different numbers. So Project Zero is like, hey, we're going to have you come in, we're going to weigh you, and then we're going to do a weigh out. And the goal is like you have your net zero. which, you know, they could gain fat and lose muscle if they're not working out, but you want to kind of bake in different components of the challenge to keep them on track. We've done the 12 days of fitness before, which is just like a bingo card. And each day they have specific fitness tasks they have to accomplish. Holiday Hold'em is kind of like a Project Zero, just different name. But all of the challenges really are designed to have, you know, almost like a bingo board or Candyland, where it's like they have to accomplish certain things that you know are going to keep momentum.
Yeah. There you
go. So the challenges are one thing. And, you know, if somebody's planning on traveling, are they going to participate in that? Maybe, maybe not. Sure. Right. It depends on how you position it and try to get people in. But just like check-ins is huge. Have touch points with all of your members. Instead of spending an hour doing a consultation with a new person, you know, spend an hour doing a check-in with three or four of your clients. Sit down with them, talk to them about the future, about the next year, what their goals are, what their intentions are. Like, just have that personal connection with them so that they don't feel like, oh man, things are gonna you know, like this, the gym has forgotten about me and I forgot about it. And now this other program looks more enticing.
Appealing. Yeah.
We usually try to get some sort of like new toys or equipment or something that we put in the gym towards the end of the year. If you're trying to, you know, if you need to write some expenses get some tax write-offs, it's a great time to, you know, fork over a chunk of cash and at the end of the year. And then that helps kind of create this like momentum and there's buzz. Some novelty there. And so the members can re-engage that way. And then anything with your program, you know, that you could adjust or you could, speak to is like, hey, coming in the new year, here are the things that we're excited about that we're going to be bringing in. And it's just enough to just let that member kind of not be curious or enticed by some other competitor's program.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, it was probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
Yeah, speaking to that, right? I mean, if you look, I'm sure a lot of you listening, right? If you were to look at the time that when, what part of the year a good majority of your clients start a program, January, because it's the new year's new resolution, that type of mentality, a lot of people start their fitness journeys in January, right? So maybe they wrote out, maybe it wasn't with your gym. Maybe they started their journey years ago, but cyclically every year, January, they're up for renewal, right? Yep. And, you know, we've shared before, right? The marketplace is saturated with offers through January. Everybody's going for that new business. And so to Zach's point, if you're not doing everything you can to keep and retain the people that you have, they are being slapped in the face with offers and enticed by every other business to come give it a try somewhere else. And so the onus is on you to keep those people happy. And a lot of the things that you shared, and I think it's really big for retention, is not just delivering a result, but showing clients you care.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big part, right? They're not just a number. I do agree, like, the industry has such a strong push to new business that it does become that revolving door, right? You've got a marketing and sales business. You deliver fitness on the back end, but the fitness becomes a secondary to having to market and put somebody else in the business. And so it reminds me of the conversation we had with Joey Coleman, you know, a few months back, right? Where his whole premise is how to keep customers and keep them in the door. And, you know, he shared a lot of statistics when it comes to the value that pouring into your current clients actually brings versus focusing on that new front end revenue. And if we can keep and retain clients, that's the name of the game, right? So if you've got retention issues, obviously, I think this is one of those times of year where you can really double down and just make sure you're keeping as many of those clients happy as you can.
Yeah, and in our industry, a lot of times you come from a place of fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the gym is acting in a weakened position, not an authoritative position. And so you might have a member that came in and they signed up in January with you, and over the course of the last 60 days, like, you haven't really seen much of that person. And so a lot of times the position the gym will take is, well, maybe they just forgot about us, and we'll just, like, they haven't, we've reached out, we have tried to get them to come in, we've done our part, and now we just need to go silent and hope that we can continue billing them as long as possible until they remember and
until they realize,
and then cancel. And I'm sure everybody listening has done that. We've done that. I've done that. We all, like, if you've done it, you know, it doesn't work out well, right? Because then that person is coming back to you for a refund, or, you know, that you have a 30-day cancellation policy, and they reach out and they're like, well, you know, I haven't been there in 3 months, so I shouldn't have to stick to a 30-day window or whatever. You guys know how it goes.
How it shakes out, yeah.
So instead of us just trying to, like, hide, essentially, what I've found is much more effective. You're going to lose anyway. You're going to lose out anyway if you do nothing. And so it's much better for you to just address the elephant in the room and reach out to that person and say, hey, listen, like, you started with us. You had really good momentum. You were doing great. You fell off. I'm not sure exactly, you know, what happened. I don't know if there's something we could have done differently, or if, you know, it's just like time, chance, and circumstance with you. But we don't want you to, like, to stop. We don't, you know, we like having you as part of our community. What do you say, like, we start fresh in January? Because that's probably what that person's already thinking, but they're going to do it with somebody else.
There you go.
And so just be the person that, or the facility, the organization that they're going to that they're going to start with. Instead of letting them churn, try to come up with a game plan to reactivate them, reengage them, starting when, you know, the time frame is going to work for them. So that's, don't let them, don't just hide from them and then let the churn event happen. you have nothing to lose because they're going to get to the end of their contract, or, you know, it's going to come to December 31st or whatever, and they're going to cancel anyway. So you might as well like get ahead of it.
Put some effort in when you have the opportunity, right?
Yeah. You know, but Casey Washak, one of our Iron Circle members, he says, you know, I don't make my money when somebody comes in and signs up. I make my money when they come in and they want to quit and I keep them.
There you go.
That's where the money's earned. Yeah. Right? And that's exactly how you should look at it.
I like that. Now, obviously, retention is a big one, but there's a number of things that gym owners could be working on while they have a little bit additional bandwidth, right? I think within the same scope as retention, right, is knowing your numbers, is being clear on where revenue is coming from, where revenue is going, that type of thing. But outside of that, one of the things that we talk about a lot is you have to be best in class. You have to provide something that's unique. You have to be a differentiator in the marketplace if you do want to just win and win for the long haul. When it comes to more of a programming standpoint or more of a delivery standpoint, obviously we have SPP, Semi-Private Pro, which handles our delivery of our semi-private programming at scale. But it's maybe with that or around that, what are other things that may not change the trajectory of the rest of this year, but will change what you can accomplish in 2026? What do you feel is like some of the most impactful changes or additions, optimizations a gym could do to their programming or to their delivery that can really set themselves apart?
Well, number one is just like the same way that you're now pouring into your clients, you should be pouring into your team.
Okay.
And so it's like, well, now if I'm not as focused on the front end, because that's slowed down a little bit, that gives me more capacity to focus on my current clients. But also, like, is there anything that you've been neglecting with your team that needs to get addressed? This is a horrible time of year to hire.
Sure.
So the same way that clients are looking or prospective members are traveling and they're busy and all that, a lot of employees are like, hey, I'm going to, you know, get my year end bonus, or I'm going to hang out and then I'll start looking for a job in the new year or whatever. And so this same time frame can be a really important time for you to pour into your team, to have sit downs with each member of your team individually and ask them, what do you want to do more of? You know, what is your trajectory look like here? What, you know, what kind of plan do we need to put in place for you for this upcoming year for you to develop and get to the next level? And, you know, understand what's important to each one of our coaches. And so that would be number one, right? Number two, you know, you mentioned Semi-Private Pro. With Semi-Private Pro, whether you're using it or not using it, the way we do our programming is we have a 13-week macro cycle, essentially. And so we start the macro cycle first week of January, and we have an integration phase. So integration is like a strength, a hypertrophy, and endurance, like combination. So we do integration, and then we do 4 weeks of hypertrophy, integration, 4 weeks of strength, integration, 2 weeks of endurance, and then that's the cycle, and we repeat it. Every integration phase, we are reaching out to our members. We're doing check-ins with them, movement screenings, in-body scans, reviewing their progress, their weight history, all that. But we know, like, that's 13 weeks. Every time we transition phases, we send out emails and communication to our members. Hey, this week at Legacy, we're heading into the strength phase. Here's what the strength phase is. Here's why we do it. And here's what you can do to get the most out of it. So we build automation around our macro cycle, around our phases of training. And then when we get through one quarter, we're just going to repeat that programming over and over and over again. So it's a specific designated system that literally is going to require zero thought on our part. It becomes a journey for the client. It's a short-term 90-day cycle. So it's a sprint. A client can wrap their head around these 90 days. It's evergreen because we repeat it.
There you go.
There's accountability check-ins built in. There's progress and momentum built into this. We're speaking to our product. So we're getting our client focused on the product. We're taking them through this journey. And it's our gym's training calendar for the whole entire year. And it literally requires zero effort on our part. So, so it's like, think about the hours spent, you know, for your staff programming or for you building programs or assigning programs to your clients, or, you know, you trying to come up with different themes or phases or whatever, when that's going to take zero capacity, you know, for us or for a gym that's using Semi-Private Pro. And, you know, we can selfishly plug that, but like, what does that do for the gym?
I was going to say, you're buying your time back.
You're buying your time back. You're not paying a coach to program. Well, if you're not paying a coach to program, because the programming is, you build it once and then it's on repeat. What can you pay that, reallocate that time for the coach to do? Check-ins with clients, you know, developing relationships, whatever. There's a million different things. And so we can become a lot more efficient and put the systems in place now that are going to, you know, make us more profitable, that's going to help us with retention. There's so many things. And so so often in this industry, and we talk to so many gym owners, and their thinking is just so reactive.
Sure.
Because it's like, what do I have to do to make payroll this month? I got to go sell, you know, whatever, $10,000 worth of paid in full memberships. And when that's your focus, you never get out of that vicious cycle. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so it's like, take a step back and let's build some systems, put, you know, minimal viable systems in place, MVP, MVS in place, so that everything operates, you know, smoothly, and we're buying our time so that then we can work on the business instead of, you know, be stuck in this vicious cycle. So many things.
Attention gym owners, are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show.
Yeah. No, and I like that. I mean, it's putting you as the business owner back in the driver's seat, right? You nailed it when you said we're reactive instead of proactive. I think that this is probably the big takeaway from this episode is, like, what can we do between now and when we know people are going to walk through the front door looking for a new gym type of thing that can set your entire year up for success. Yep. And there was a great quote, and I don't remember who said it. They said, somebody that we were working with said, you don't repair a car while driving it, right? And when you're doing 50 miles an hour and you're serving all your clients, you got consultations booked, you know, you leave the work on the business to whatever the scraps that are left over, right? And right now, you know, you have a little bit more time and opportunity to really focus on that. And so I think the big takeaway for this episode is, like, what are you going to do for your business that you have the time, you have the capacity right now, but if you blink, it's gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? January is coming fast. February will be here like it's tomorrow. You're going to be busy with the new business that's coming in then. What can you focus on in your business? And I would say maybe start with like an audit of the business, right? What happened this year where you feel like there was more opportunity that you just didn't capitalize on, or you've identified issues or problems with the business? Or maybe even not necessarily a problem, but something that you can optimize, tweak, fine tune, make better, to the point where you mentioned, you know, like we talked about programming, and that's such a big component. I think more often than not, one of the things that gym owners hold on to is the programming. Without, if they're not, they don't have a system in place, they're still doing a lot of the programming themselves because they believe that that's so much of keeping somebody in the business, right? We put all of our emphasis on the workout, but the workout is part of that. It's probably the, you know, the leading factor of the client experience, but it's still only part of the client experience, right? What are some of the other things that we have in place? You kind of touched on some of them, right? The accountability check-ins, the education, or the communication that goes into it. All of that stuff impacts the client experience. Would you agree?
Oh yeah.
I mean,
all of it. One thing I had, we had a meeting yesterday at the staff, with the coaches, and I was like, hey guys, in another, between now and the end of the year thing, you know, people be traveling. It'll be a little bit slower come the first or second week of January for the next, you know, 5 months, essentially. You're going to have five, six people every single hour. You're going to be basically at capacity for 7 hours straight on the training floor. What can you do right now to take the clients that are here that are consistent, overtrain them, essentially, overcoach them, so that when it does get crazy, that client's form is perfect. They know what they're doing. Like, they're so dialed in. They know the exercises. Like, you've coached them so well that they take up minimal amount of your time on the training floor, freeing you up to then spend more time with people that are newer or weren't here as often or whatever. And so it's an investment into, you know, into the future. Sure. And so that it positively impacts the overall experience for all of our clients collectively. So parallel that, you know, to now with the gym owner, same exact thing. Like, what things can you put into the business? What things can you invest in now? What systems, what processes can you put in place so that when you are really busy, it doesn't impact the experience? And you guys probably know, and I was talking to Jolie, who is now doing a lot of our consultations here, and taking a lot of my responsibilities, like fitness director responsibilities. And we had a little bit busier month with sales consults. And I was like, hey, just so you know, like, you're going to have an amazing conversation with that person, with somebody sitting across from them. You're going to connect with them. And then they're going to, the next time you see them, you're not going to remember their name.
Yeah.
And she was like, ah, no. And then we were halfway through November and she's like, yeah, you're right. Like, I don't even, like, I saw that person and I just blanked on who they were. And I remember the conversation, but I couldn't even remember their name, you know? And it's because, like, we're having so many conversations with so many people. So, you know, there's going to be a time for you as a business owner, like, you're going to have those months where it's like, man, I'm crushing it. I signed up 30 people this month and you can't remember anybody. Well, what systems are in place so that you can keep those people? Because it cost us here $450, $500 to acquire a client. So we're already, you know, negative in the hole. If we're lucky, we're like at a one ROAS. So in the first month, we're going to break even. But with that person coming in, if they don't stick, we lost money.
Sure.
On that acquisition. And so the worst thing that you can do is, you know, not have the systems in place, spend all this money on marketing to acquire new customers, and then have them stay with you to a point where you don't even break even on that acquisition. Like, you're not going to be in business very long.
That's not a successful process.
It's not a sustainable business. So just think of it that way. And like, none of it's sexy, sure, right? Like, none of it gives you a dopamine hit. Like, you go and sign somebody up and you collect big chunk of cash from them. It's like dopamine hit.
Great,
man, I feel
right?
good, yeah. You know? But then how horrible does it feel when you have five cancellations come through in a week and you know, it's way worse than the good dopamine feeling of signing them up, and you don't want to be on that roller coaster as a gym owner. So you have to think about, like, okay, I got to do the hard, not sexy part now and put the systems in place.
Perfect.
So,
well, I think that nails it. I mean, the ultimate takeaway, right, is focusing on what you can do in the business right now to both keep and retain clients, optimize, fine tune, tweak, improve the business for the year that's coming. But do it now. Do it now, right? Turn around after you listen to this episode. You know, find some time to review this year. I would look at your systems that you have in place. I would look at opportunity. Where do we feel we can increase our client experience? We can become that one of one in our marketplace. You know, we work with a lot of gyms that are transitioning away from group and into semi-private, right? Is this the time where you know, everybody's busy and we'd never have the time, right? But if you do have the time right now, maybe right now is the right time to look at the business and consider making more substantial changes that the rest of the year just doesn't provide the opportunity for, right? And so that's our takeaway for today. Use it. Look at the business. Decide on what changes you're going to make. Implement those changes before that rush of the new year comes into place. But that's all we have for you on this episode. Keep changing lives. We'll see you in the next one.
All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.